This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at bnymellonwealthmanagement.com.
A Halloween sugar rush.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The markets got a treat from the Fed yesterday. Two key interest rates were cut, each by a quarter point. Now, the Fed also hinted it may be done cutting rates for a while. Forces in the economy seem roughly balanced now. Higher inflation is no more a risk than slower growth. Banks responded by cutting their prime lending rates, so you should see lower rates for some credit cards and home equity lines of credit. The Fed's move touched off a rally in Asian stocks overnight. European markets would probably be up too, were it not for Credit Suisse reporting a drop in earnings of 31%. On Wall Street yesterday, the major indices picked up at least 1%. The Dow climbed 137 to 13,930. The S&P added 18 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 42. Shares in Google traded above $700 yesterday after unveiling a strategy for a social networking site. Google has gained 20% in less than a month. A potential trouble spot is crude oil, which is above $96 a barrel. Inventories have unexpectedly fallen to their lowest level in 2 years. A new era for European investors dawns today, or at least that's the hope of the European Union. New rules take effect aimed at making it easier to trade stock across Europe. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The change could be momentous. The new measure is designed to create one single European market for share trading. Investors anywhere in Europe should be able to pick up the phone and buy shares direct from banks and brokers in other EU countries, bypassing the big national stock exchanges. The aim is to cut dealing costs and to promote more cross-border investing. But, says Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank, it could be bad news for the big exchanges in London, Frankfurt and Paris.
Well, it could undermine all established exchanges by permitting individual investment banks or anybody else to set up alternatives outside the main national exchanges.
But nothing is certain about the effect of the new measure. Half a dozen EU member states are still dragging their feet over compliance. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
No time for a Halloween hangover. America's retailers are on to the next holiday. Today, Walmart will be among those offering the kind of deep discounts normally reserved for the day after Thanksgiving. Sarah Gartner reports.
The holiday shopping season can be a game of chicken. Shoppers holding off, gambling that retailers will cave and slash prices. Retailers holding firm, betting that shoppers will surrender first. Retail expert Britt Beamer predicts many shoppers will turn out for early bird specials, but mostly for pricier goods like big screen TVs. All the other stuff, he says shoppers will hang back.
Consumers really do believe that the closer they get to Christmas, they get better deals overall.
Scott Hoyt at Economy.com says retailers are likely bracing for stingier shoppers. That means keeping inventory very tight so they won't get stuck with unsold merchandise. Hoyt says under that scenario, the last-minute crowd risks missing out.
It's very hard to predict how successful a gamble it's going to be.
So this day after Halloween, let the holiday shopping begin, including that game of chicken between shoppers and retailers. I'm Sarah Gartner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Medtronic.com. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
It's All Saints Day. The price of canonization has got a lot more expensive since the days of Christopher and Jude. Verifying miracles isn't cheap. Luckily, modern saints-in-waiting can get a boost from the Internet. A Vatican website dedicated to making Pope John Paul II a saint is pulling in contributions from around the world. Megan Williams has more from Rome.
In a small, crowded office in the wing off San Giovanni Basilica in Rome, women sit at tables answering the phone, opening mail, and counting cash. Welcome to the heart of the movement to make Pope John Paul II a saint.
At the moment, Pope John Paul II is, if you'll allow the expression, a big-ticket item.
Webmaster Stefano Chiodo says donations to the cause have jumped from about 300 a day 2 years ago when the site first opened to 1,200 daily now. The popularity of the site is growing because visitors can get an ex in dementis, a tiny scrap of Pope John Paul II's cassock sealed in a prayer card. Kyoto says donations go towards covering the considerable costs involved in making a saint. The first step is beatification. That requires at least one miracle attributed to John Paul II since his death.
The process has incurred heavy expenses. The Vatican lawyer has traveled the world to collect the testimony of many people who say they've benefited from miracles. Then there is the printing of the holy cards with the piece of cloth, the payroll of the staff here.
Chiodo wouldn't say how much the site has raised. Recently, though, the Vatican issued an official warning about imitation sites and fake relics. Cloth, for instance, that's been rubbed against Pope John Paul's tomb and then sold as a holy item. Vaticanist Tommaso Di Benedetti says the sale of fake relics of Pope John Paul II is now a thriving global business. Ironically, he says it's the huge Vatican push to make John Paul II a saint as soon as possible that's fueling it.
Business is increasing because the cult of the personality of Pope John Paul II is more and more strong around the world. People expect now any time Pope John Paul II will be beatified.
And more than ever, are willing to pay for a piece of his holiness. In Rome, I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.